To this day, when we think of Egypt, we see images of pharaohs and false gods, pyramids, and empty tombs. Egypt is a harsh desert. It is a parched ground. And we are to remember that for us, our own personal Egypts are the same way. The people Israel had to work hard. They had to labor hard in order to build Pharaoh places for fake worship and false gods. And they were asked to make bricks and to go ahead and get all the materials on themselves. But they had to maintain the quantity and the quality. That is drudgery. For us, that is human labor. It's human trafficking. The Israelites were forced to hardship, to labor, and there was no freedom from them. They were enslaved by a people who did not believe in God, who did not worship God, who did not trust God, who believed that they were better than God. But God says, I will go to Egypt and I will bring judgment on the people and I will bring judgment on their gods. And what we see in Egypt is a God who hears us when we cry out, when we truly want to be free from our sins, when we don't want to be enslaved and we don't want to imprison ourselves. We truly realize we need God, that without God, we don't exist. We can't exist. It's drudgery with God. But our Lord says, put on my yoke, for it's easy. And my burden is light, he says. So we cry out to a God who is victorious, who fights for us, who wins the battles, and then gives us finest wheat. He takes care of us. He guides us, he provides for us, and he protects us. But oh, how we always want to go back to Egypt. We want God and we want our sins as well. And the people who cried out in the desert would cry out once again, not to ask God for help, but they cried out complaining against God and against Moses. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They wanted to go back to forced labor, to false gods. They wanted to be enslaved. And for them, they thought they were free. But God brings us into the desert of our life, into souls that are parched and hungry and thirsty for God. God comes into our midst, and he transforms our Egypt, our dry deserts, into a beautiful garden flowing with milk and honey. We no longer seek a land. We seek a person who provides with us eternal life, eternal peace, eternal happiness. God gives us true food and true drink. No Egypt can provide that. Egypt, again, it's death. It's a death sentence. There's no life there in the desert. What God wants to show us is a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth, a new paradise for us, a new Eden, a new way of living with our Lord. In Egypt, they worked hard for their food. But in the desert, they didn't do any work at all. God did all the work. God provided all the food. God gave them all the drink. God provided everything in the desert for them. And what God helps us is discern, do you realize that every time you complain against me, every time you want to do it on your own, every time you want independence, you will labor its drudgery, you will work hard. But if you cry out to me in your Egypt, in your deserts, and you would allow me to be your God, I will provide you with the finest wheat. I will give you that land you long for, flowing with milk and honey. Our Lord says, I am the bread of life. Unless you eat this bread, you cannot have life within you. He says, I am true food, true drink. Whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, he says, will not die, but will live forever. In Egypt, there are empty tombs. And even the Lord says, our fathers ate manna and they still died. He said, but this manna, this bread, this is my son who has given himself, his life for the world. If we don't eat this bread and we don't drink this cup, how can we have life within us?